Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Now we welcome Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland to the show. Welcome, Martin.
Good evening to you, Tom. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all, Martin. Martin, there was some superb racing this last week in with the five-day festival in Killarney just coming to a conclusion earlier today. But undoubtedly, Wednesday evening was the big story with Frankie Dettori arriving to the Kerry track, drawing huge crowds during the evening.
Yes, indeed, it was a great move by Killarney. Fair play to him for having the initiative to actually contact Frankie. It's a track he'd never raced on before. Of course, he's a really big name in racing, as everybody knows, for so many years. But certainly this year, he rode some like seven Group 1 winners in the last 38 days. And it was his presence there on Wednesday was certainly a huge draw for the crowd. Unfortunately, in his four rides, he went very close on two of them, but failed to ride a winner. But at the same time, he did a wonderful, you know, a great thing for Killarney by boosting the attendance so much. I remember going back many years ago, the legendary Lester Pigger riding at Tralee in 1991. There was a huge crowd there that day, about 5,000 people. He rode a few winners on that occasion. Unfortunately, Frankie didn't. But he's a star name in racing at the moment, and it was great by Killarney to get him over. Lovely festival, as you say. Some very good racing. The weather's been quite kind all the week, and the organisers have done a good job to produce decent ground for both National Hunt and flat horses. Some nice performances on the track, and a lot of horses are supposed to look forward to running in Galway in a couple of weeks' time.
And also ahead of this week's Kerry Gold Irish Oaks Festival at the Curragh, this past week saw the Curragh Chief Executive Derry McGrath announcing that he will leave the track at the end of the season. What are your thoughts on this, Martin?
Yeah, I suppose for a lot of people it probably wasn't a big surprise. Things haven't gone all as well as expected. I think Derby Day caused a lot of trouble when it came to queues for the Gents Lou, and in particular for the Bears. Things just didn't work out on Derby weekend at all for him. It was a tough job as well to come into, coming from a kind of a rugby background. He's been there the last 3 years. He's done a good job to keep racing going for the first 2 years of the construction. And then, you know, he was in charge of the facility. He built a beautiful facility, no doubt about that. It's a really well-designed building, and everybody is very favourable, in that regard. And saying that he wouldn't have had much race course experience, of course, before, it is a tough job in itself. He is going to be staying on till the end of the year, so I think whoever has to take over has got to get the crowds back now and get the interest back into it. Certainly some of the pricing levels were certainly very high over the top himself. But, Derek did a good job, in fairness. It was a difficult job, no question about that, and I suppose with no previous race course experience, it was hard enough for him to learn that type of stuff overnight. I think what will happen now is some sort of temporary manager is going to be put in a couple of weeks' time that will take it through to the end of the season with Derek, and then a new manager will probably be appointed for the next season, 2020, which starts, of course, next April.
Interesting times ahead there, Martin. Let's look at Saturday's action now at the Curragh, where the first race the first of eight races there is due off at 2:15. We'll head to the second race on the card, the 1 mile Fillies Handicap, where we have just seven facing the starter.
Yes, an interesting contest here. Black Magic Woman ran the top right here, ran in much higher company last weekend at the Brownstone Stakes at Fairyhouse, finished fifth on that occasion. So certainly would appreciate the step down the class here. A couple of weeks ago, it was a similar race on Derby weekend, and a horse called Crafty Madam, won for Ken Condon and Billy Lee, won very narrowly on that occasion. The horse called Surrounding, who went on and won the group race. So that form was quite solid. The negative for her, though, she's been up 8 pounds in the weight. I just think maybe Joseph Ryan could have the answer here with a horse called Waiting for the Day. Won four races last season. Hasn't struck the winning enclosure quite yet this year, but did show signs of a return to form on second last about at Gordon Park. I just think that form is quite solid, and maybe Waiting for Today might be the answer here.
And the third race on the card is a Scurry Handicap over the 6 furlong straight track with 20 going to stalls at 3:25.
Yes, and certainly a strong field for this one. A few English horses here you have to take note of. Number 16, Mansfield, ran a very good race from second in the Rockingham Handicap at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago over 5 furlongs. Paul Midgley feels that the extra distance here of the extra furlong would certainly suit his charge, and he's got a nice stall in stall 13. Young Kenny Leonard, a very good young jockey, very capable rider, and he certainly is one for a fairness here. Other ones with chances would be Verheyen from Michael Rassel down towards the bottom. He's in quite good form of late, although this is a strong enough contest for him. Lars Winner, Intasab, has been in Frankie Dettori on board, and that's going to certainly take a lot of the punters' attention here. Hasn't got the best of draws, and he hasn't been in the same form as he was when he won the race last year, but you would have to say that he has a very good chance. He wouldn't want the ground to dry up or to actually get any wetter than it is at the moment. We've had a bit of rain today, but hopefully it won't be too much more. He's certainly one for a short list. Others for chances, Gustavus Westland definitely has a chance. Also the likes of Ice Cold and Alex will be unlucky last time and might go well off a low weight. But I like the top one here, Smash Williams. Young Gavin Ryan claims £7 off him. He finished fifth in the Rockingham Handicap a couple of weeks ago with 5 furlongs. That would be too short at fifth. 6 furlongs and 63 yards would be more in his line. Even though his top weight here is nice strong in stall 14, I just give him a good each way chance. Hopefully, 8 or 9 to 1. I think he could go well with a very talented apprentice on board.
And the Anglesey Stakes is a 6 furlong contest for 2-year-olds where we have 7 declared for the 4 o'clock race.
Yeah, very interesting race here. Pistoletto was unbeaten in 2 races for Aidan O'Brien. Looked a very smart sort when winning early on the season. He's the likely favourite here. Now, he did have a bit of a setback in Mistral Ascot, but I presume everything's back in order now. And I'd say he will take plenty of beating in this race. Tim Budgeon, interesting for Real Appeal, who actually was trained in France early on the season. He's been over there. And this one is very interesting on his first start for Tim Budgeon with Kevin Manning on board. Other ones that have certainly caught the eye lately, Roman Trogon was a big prize winner at the Curra on her first run this season. On his first run this season at the Curra on Derby weekend. That was quite a good effort. Steps up in class now, but should go well. Well, Lil Grey for Sheila Lavery was not disgraced at Ascot last time and finished in 6th in the Albany Stakes. So a very interesting contest. One that's very interesting is a horse called Soul Search for Geraldine's. Well touted. When just getting beaten on our only start to date in the race at Leopardstown 10 days ago. The winner of that occasion was a horse called Love, trained by Aidan O'Brien, who was very well thought of. I just think Soul Search could be an each way bet here in this very interesting contest.
And the Minstrel Stakes, due off at 4:35, is the 5th race on the card over 7 furlongs with 10 running here.
Well, the big story here, of course, Tom, is Gordon Lord Byron trained by Tom Hogan. Would you believe he's having his 100th start of his career in this race tomorrow? It's unbelievable horse that he's ran 25 times at the Curra, winning 3 or 4 occasions. And it'd be great to see him back in the Winners Enclosure here, but I think he's facing some very stiff English opposition here. And I would say this race could be booked for export. Hegemon for Frankie Dettori and Jason Tate has won 2 of his last 3 starts and certainly will be one for the shortlist. While the other English one, John Quinn's Safe Voyage, has a really good chance here under Jason Hare. He's won his last 3 races in a very good side in England. Very much improved horse. Of the Irish Challenge, Flight Risk for Jim Boulder certainly will go well. While Romanized for Ken Condon and Billy Lee, he won the Irish 2000 Guineas last season. Hasn't won since, but he has been running quite well. The shorter trip might just be slightly against him. I would prefer if he ran over a mile. He did run well last time out when finishing 4th at Ascot. That was quite a good run, and he must have a good chance for Ken Condon. But I think Safe Voyage or even Hegemon could take this prize across the water.
And before looking at the big race of the day, the Ladies Derby is the penultimate contest on the card, due off at 5:45 with 14 going to post.
Yeah, well, the booking of Paul Nichols' daughter, Megan Nichols, for a perfect cappuccino for Joseph Bryan suggests that they certainly mean business here. And she's a very capable rider, this young Megan Nichols, has ridden 20 winners in England. Perfect cappuccino was just out of the frame in a higher class race last time at the Curra a couple of weeks ago. He certainly has a very good chance off top weight here in a race where the rider is so much important here. Gallioli for Sheila Lavery has won her last 2 starts in very good style. He's risen a fair bit in the handicap, but certainly seems to be on the upgrade and will certainly be one I think that could go very well. Another one at a decent price is Here for the Crack. He was third in this race last year, only just beaten, and the same rider rides again. Like Bay Hill for Powerick Road would certainly have his supporters on a couple of runs of late. Royal Illusion for Woody Mullins, that's the one I think might go along with, has won 2 of her last 3 starts. And young Jodie Townend, that's the sister of Paul Townend, very capable rider. She actually takes the mount on this occasion. Nicely gone on stall too. I think if the ground stays reasonably good, Royal Illusion will take plenty of beating.
And the big race of the day there in the Curra tomorrow is the 1 mile 4 furlong Kerrygold Irish Oaks, due off at 5:10. It's a cracking renewal with the 10 fillies declared, including Starcatcher, who won at Royal Ascot, Pink Dogwood, the Epsom Oak second, and Iridissa, who won the Pretty Polly Stakes on Derby weekend. What do you like here, Martin?
Yeah, it's a really good race. Tom has a tremendous renewal. I mean, we've had some really good renewals at the Oaks in recent years. They enabled one race, of course, 2017 under Frankie Vettori, and last year, Sea of Class won under James Doyle for William Haggis. And again, we have a strong English challenge here, you have to say. Starcatcher for Vettori and Gosden, such a great combination. They had a very good performance when winning the Ribblesdale Stakes earlier on the season in the Royal Ascot. That was only a couple of months ago. Very, very good effort that was. And it is interesting there that they paid £40,000 last Tuesday to actually run this horse in the race. So they obviously feel it has a very big chance and it must do on form. The English Oaks was won by Annapurna, actually trained by John Gosling and ridden by Frankie Dettori, so they should know where they're going. On that occasion, Pink Dogwood was only beaten a neck, trained by Aidan O'Brien, ridden by Ryan Moore. Now, she was expected to win at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago in the Pretty Polly Stakes, but found Iridessa, trained by Joseph Ryan and ridden by Wayne Lorden, too strong on that occasion. And it'll be very close between those two. They're vying for favouritism at the moment. I do think the step back up to a mile and a half and the slightly easier ground might suit Pink Dogwood, and she'd be the one that would be tipping up maybe to win this race for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. Now, the other English ones, Ralph Beckett sent Antonio de Vega, who finished fourth at Epsom, and Manuela de Vega, who finished fourth at Epsom, and Antonio de Vega, winner of a list race of Goodwood last time, and the round to Colin Keane. They're both strong challengers too, so it's a very interesting contest. I think possibly Pink Dogwood, if the rain arrives, enough rain arrives to just give it a little bit of ease in the bound, she just might be the one to beat Iridessa and Star Catcher. It must be a really cracking contest.
And to wrap up Saturday, do you like anything else at the Curragh?
Well, the maiden race, the very last race, one horse there called Mia Maria for Dermerweld and Oceanor finished a nice tour in an early start last season as a 2-year-old. The stable have been in quite good form of late, had a nice winner together last night with a similar type horse at Leopardstown. I just think Mia Maria might be capable of winning in the last race there at the 6:20 at the Curragh tomorrow.
Let's move to Sunday's action now. The first race is due off at 2 o'clock. Let's move to the second race on the card, the Killeshee Sprint Handicap over 6 furlongs, where 6 2-year-olds will line up.
Yeah, and Cool Vixen, their top one for Jess Carrington and Shane Foley, would be the likely favourite here and possibly the likely winner. She was well backed a couple of weeks ago, winning on her only start at Nace. She's done very well, Jess Carrington, in the last couple of weeks. She had 14 two-year-old winners already this season. She really does seem to have some nice fillies. There's a couple of horses there probably with a chance against her. Latin Five for Donica and Joseph Bryan must have a good chance. My Mowgli for Willie McCurdy and Nathan Cross is quite interesting as well. But I think Cool Vixen created enough of an impression when winning a couple of weeks ago to suggest she might be good enough to win again.
The next race then is the Sapphire Stakes due off at 3:10, where 10 runners will load into the stalls.
The pick of the home team here is undoubtedly Sophia for Edward Lynham. She's a very much improved filly, winner of a Group 3 race last time, but this is even stronger, it has to be said. And I have to say that the English here look a really very strong team, Tom. They've got four runners here, Caspian Prince, El Astronaut, Equilateral, and five, they actually have Garrus and Soldier's Call. So very, very strong horses here. Caspian Prince is a regular to the Curragh. He really does blaze a trail from the front, and he's a very, very hard horse to peg back once he's in the mood. He's been placed in a couple of cases already this season at a good level and must have a good chance. El Astronaut has already won twice this season, once at Cork and once at the Curragh last time when he won the Rockingham Handicap off the top weight. So John Quinn's charge is sure to go a very, very good run, a very good race here. It's going to be race run extremely quickly. It should be less than a minute to win this race, and enough for a very, very fast horse involved. Equilateral for Charles Hill, he's got a good chance as well. But the one I was looking at is a horse called Garrus. Again, it's Charles Hill's horse here, ridden by Kieran Schumacher. He was second at Sandown last time, before I had won at Jarrock, and it just looks an improvement sort of horse, this fella, and might just be good enough to bring the prize home. I do think it'll be an English winner. I think Garrus is certainly the one to beat, but I wouldn't rule out El Astronaut. I think he's got a very good chance as well.
And the following race is the Kibbuy Estate the Kibbuy Estate Stakes at 3:45 over 9 furlongs, Martin. There are 8 runners here. It looks quite an intriguing race.
Yeah, this is a feature event, but I think the winner should be the top one here, Move Swiftly, trained by William Haggis, ridden by Daniel Tuthub. Winner of a Group 2 Duke of Cambridge Stakes at Royal Ascot last month. That was a very good performance. The Irish Challenge isn't all as strong as it could be. Red Tea has a good chance maybe for Joseph Bryan, but has ground to make up on Move Swiftly. Norman Dell for Jim Bulger should run a good race, especially if the rain arrives, but the others look to have a fair task. Goddess is interesting there for Ryan Moore. Looked a very promising filly when winning 10 lengths in her second start at Leopardstown last season, but hasn't reproduced that form yet this season, although there was signs of a return to form maybe when running fourth at Nace last time, but still has to find an awful lot to beat the likes of Move Swiftly. I think she is going to take all the beating and probably is the best of the day for favourite backers.
And at 4:20 there we have the 6 furlong handicap where 24 go to post.
Yeah, very strong race this one. 24 runners, wide open, a lot of horses in the chances. Sure step for Johnny Murta and Shane Foley should be on the shortlist. And well at Nace a couple of weeks ago and the Prentice ridden, and certainly with Shane Foley taking over now from a £10 claimer, will certainly go well. Baby Power has won already over this course and distance this season. Is now £10 higher for that. They won her last time out at Nace and certainly will go very well under Gavin Ryan. Down towards the bottom though, maybe a little each way in a horse called Norvento, trained by Tracy Collins. Winner of Saigon and then good tour at Nace this last time. Niall McCullough takes over. Good draw in Saul 22 along the rail. I think this one is a good each way chance. Maybe about 8 or 10 to 1. Narvento could be worth chancing.
And okay, Martin, before we leave the Cora, is there anything else we should watch out for there on Sunday?
Yeah, in the 5:30, the summer festival handicap over 2 miles, Shakespeare Gallery was a good winner over Singer distance last time at the Cora 3 weeks ago, up £6 for that. Very much improved horse, this one, has to be said, but he's going to have it all to do to be the horse called Trossax, trained by Jim Bulger. I've seen this one winning his last 2 starts in very, very good style. Probably a question mark whether he's going to get to 2 miles, but certainly was very impressive in winning twice over 9.5 on his last 2 runs. He's up £12 for his most recent win, but I do think Trossax has enough class to probably get home here from Shakespeare's Gallery, which would be another good race.
We change tack now to National Hunt racing, because there's a 7-race National Hunt card at Tipperary on Sunday. A decent all-chase card gets underway at 1:40, where the opening 2 races are beginner's chases over 2 mile, 1 furlong, starting with the Mayor's Only race.
Yeah, that's right indeed. And we have a couple of interesting ones here. Make My Heart Fly, I think, for Gordon Elliott and David Russell would look the most likely been here. Just touched off on a 4-start over fences. That was good effort. Rain and Spain and Shimmer and Shine have shown good form over hurdles and look likely to get involved as well. But I think Make My Heart Fly could get favourite backers off to a good start here.
And how do you think the second one will go there, Martin?
Yeah, a lot of horses here with interesting form. Sino Notice for Noam Reid has ran very well. I've seen there a couple of runs ago at Roscommon. That was quite a good effort and must go well again. But there was 2 horses there involved in a close finish at Wexford, Janmat and Dingle, and they both are reposed here. They were just beaten by Bay Hill in what was a very good beginner's chase, I thought. I thought maybe Rachel Blackmore for Henry de Bromhead might just be able to win this with Janmat. Wouldn't want too much rain overnight. That's the only slight worry you'd have again it. Raconga's another one maybe would have a chance for Edward O'Grady, but I think Janmat might be the one here.
And the third race is the opportunity handicap for claiming professional jockeys over 2 mile 7. There's 12 runners declared here.
That's right, and the one maybe to beat is Ocean Glendora, winner last mile for Dennis Hogan, ridden by young Darrow O'Keefe. Very good, talented rider, this fellow, up-and-coming rider. Winner at Limerick last time out. Don't Let Go was a winner last time out as well at Kilbeggan under Donny McInerney for Conor Dwyer, and that one looks probably the biggest danger. Gavin Cromwell has been going great guns of late, and his 2C will certainly be on the shortlist here of horses with chances, but I think maybe Ocean Glendour could be the one to beat.
And the Packy Downey Novice Chase is due off at 3:20 with 6 going to post.
Yeah, some interesting ones here. 3 previous winners, Cooldown Bob, Olin Jolie and Put the Kettle On, all have good chances. I think Olin Jolie might be the pick of those. Won at Roscommon last time. But then one I'm interested in is the St. Lawrence Cap. Finished a good 5th last week in a higher standard of race than 5th in the Galway Clay Trial at Limerick behind a horse called Raven Hill, trained by Gordon Elliott, who is a much improved performer. I think this time dropping down to 2.5 miles will probably suit him more, and he probably isn't taking on as strong as opposition. I think he's a very good chance getting the likes of 4 and 5 pounds off the previous winners in the race, and he'd be the one to be put forward to this race at St. Lawrence Gap in that 3:20 event.
And the 2.5 mile handicap chase at 3:55:18 going to face the starter.
Yeah, pretty wide open contest here. You won't be keeping the stakes pretty small. Maybe Tupelo Paddy, a good second last time out for the Cronin team, would have a bit of a chance. Just got beaten a short head like Kilbeggan. I think that one maybe could be the one to follow here, Duhallow Paddy.
And the Plaza Plate handicap chase looks very competitive at 4:30 with 9 declared for the €10,000 first prize, or the €12,000 first prize, sorry.
Yeah, good race this indeed, and I think reach up for John Ryan and Killiney Court, both winners last time, have decent chances. Killiney Court for Henry de Bromhead, ridden by Hugh Morgan, a good young £7 claimer that lad. He's up £4 for his most recent effort. Well, reach up won last time and is up £6. But the very bottom one here, Benicia, with Brian Cooper on board, provides there's not too much rain, must have a good chance for Edward Grady. He's been running quite well on the flat of late. A talented horse. He was a winner, actually, at this meeting last year, Benicia, and he's a very decent horse. I think he's got a good chance of 10-1. Hopefully he'll be the one to maybe bring home the bacon here.
And closing out the card there at Tipperary is another beginner's chase at 5:05 with 15 declared over the 2 mile 3 furlong trip.
Yeah, the top one here, Banjo, certainly on a fine purchase over fence and finishing toward the fire class. And this race was common there a couple of weeks ago. That was a good effort, and this Easter combination certainly suit him. Churchtown Glen has been second in his last 2 starts for Michael Winters. Donny McInerney on board will have a good chance. By one good poet was just touched off on the flat last 2 weeks ago at Limerick. Earlier had Ryan Melvin toward at Leperstown. Interesting horse going over fences. Adam Shaw taking the mount here and would have a bit of a chance. I think maybe Churchtown Glen could be the way to win for Michael Winters, and hopefully might be able to beat Banjo.
Martin, time has quickly caught up with us here. Before we let you go, it's that time of the week where we get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, the Curragh Saturday, I'm happy enough to go along with Pink Dogwood in the Oaks race. I think that has a very, very good chance. While I go along with Safe Voyage to win the Minstrel Stakes, the 4:35. At the Curragh on Sunday, I'd be happy enough to go along with Luke Swiftly in the 3:45. I think that one will take an awful lot of beating. Well, also, I think in the 3:10, Garrus for Charles Hill and Kieran Schumann could be the one there in the Sapphire Stakes. At Tipperary then, I'd like the chances of St. Lawrence Gap in that chase at 3:20. I think that has a very good chance. But I'd also be happy enough to go along with Jan Matt in the second race there at 2:10.
Martin, thanks once again for joining us on the HRI preview, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week when we look forward to the Galway Festival.
No problem at all, Tom. Thanks very much indeed. Mind yourself.
You are listening to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland on Friday's Drive Time Sports.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.